Welcome to the Property Unleashed podcast, a show about property, entrepreneurship, and personal development. This show is designed to give you the foundations and building blocks to move forward on your journey and live a more inspired life. Hello and welcome to the Property Unleashed podcast. I'm your host, Mark Fitzgerald, and it's fantastic to have you joining me here today. So today is our 30th episode. I cannot believe it. 30 episodes has flown by, and I do hope that you've got a lot of knowledge and help, and you've just enjoyed generally listening to the podcast so far. We've got some fantastic things planned for the future, and your continued support is what makes this happen. It's what keeps me going, and I hope that you're gaining something from it. I always like to try and give away a few free tools that can help people on their property journey. And the latest one I've done for my newsletter subscribers was a deal stacker spreadsheet. So if you're looking at potential deals, you can stack the numbers. It works it all out for you. It makes it very, very easy to see what you can offer landlords, to see if the deal stacks up, to see what a refurbishment will cost you and how long it will take you to recoup your money. So if you're listening to the show and you've subscribed and everything, and you're happy to be here, then if you go to the show notes, you'll be able to download your free copy there. And it's a fantastic tool that can really, really help you out. So download that. It's completely free to you. It'll help you stack your deals and can really assist you moving forward. If you're listening to this and you're not on iTunes, then if you find me on social media and you click on the link in my bio, it should be in all my bios, you'll see a tab that you can open up, and you can just scroll down and go down to the free deal stacker spreadsheet, press the tab there, and you can download your copy there. So everybody, however you listen to the podcast, can get their hands on this if it's something that could be of use to you. So today I thought I would share with you the 5 hacks that I use when talking to letting agents, as I know this can be a stumbling block for a lot of people when they're new to property, when they're new to doing rent to rent. So I thought I'd cover these, and if you use 1, 2, 3 or even 5 of these and it gets you a result, happy days. But it has got me a result. So have a little listen, take away from it what you need, and I hope that it helps you out. And as I say, if you want a free resource, a free resource is there for you to come and take. Okay, let's move on. Number one, it is go in with a purpose. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is go in there after doing some research. Find out and have a look on their websites, have a look in the window, see if you can find a property, any sort of property that really resembles what it is you're looking for. So it's very easy to explain to the letting agents and the people that you're talking to exactly what it is you want. Okay. You want to go in there. You want to say, you know, who's best to speak to about such and such a property that I've seen on a website. It might be a 5-bed HMO where maybe there's no tenants in it whatsoever. And you want to talk about that empty property. Then it builds up the rapport. They'll point you in the right direction when you go through the door or when you're on the phone and you're speaking to the person you need to be speaking to see if they're potential deals that you can use and take on in your rent to rent business. How you actually take these on and use these responses, I'll talk to you about as we go through the rest of the hacks. But make sure you go in with a purpose. You know, don't go in there just try and sell yourself or anything like that. Go in there with a purpose. Number two, get to know the agent. So make sure you know on a spreadsheet or however you like to record things, what agency you've gone into, what is the name of the person or who is the person that you've spoken to. Make sure you've got those details, but also make notes on what drives that person. Get to know them. Are they money orientated? If you pay them a finder's fee or you give them a percentage of the deal or however you want to structure it, would that be what motivates them to help you find a property and to help you build up your property portfolio in rent to rent? So really get to know them. What drives them? Are they happy in their job? Are they not so happy in their job? And just remember that some days people aren't going to be happy. Some days people are going to be miserable. We all are. You know, some people hate the job.
I did. When I worked in the corporate world, I hated my job. So if you'd have come and see me on a day where I'm just having a bit of a downer, I wouldn't have been at my best. So don't take everybody at face value from the word go. If you go in and see people a few times and they're just miserable all the time, well, maybe they're just a miserable person. So just try and go in there and make them smile. But build up that rapport, get to know them, see what drives them. And while you're chatting to them, just basically listen to what they have to say. Because if they think they know everything and they're the guys or girls that can sell you anything, let them believe they can. You know, don't try and talk them out of it. Let them talk to you, build up rapport, but keep notes on the people that you're talking to so that when you go in there, if you're speaking to Andrea one day or John the next day, you've got an idea of what you've said before. And if you can go in there and almost say to them, oh, I remember when you said that last time, or I remember when you talked about this last time, they're going to know that you're paying attention and it's bigging them up. It's going to make them feel confident. It's going to make them feel good about themselves. And when you do that, they're going to be more likely to want to come and work with you. Okay? Which leads us on to number three, which is very, very similar as well. Remember, agents are just people like us. So they're just everyday people. They have a good day. They have a bad day. They have things going on in their world and in their lives other than the job that's at hand. They're not particularly educated in all the different strategies that we are, because this is what we're doing. We're trying to make businesses out of this. We're trying to be professionals out of this. They're trying to be letting agent professionals or estate agents, and they've got their own qualifications and their own profession in what they're doing. So just be mindful of the fact that when you start using terms that maybe in the property world you expect everybody to know, and you think, well, these are even simple, everybody should know this, they probably won't. They're just normal people every day going about their business, doing their job. Some of them will love their work, some of them won't, as I said before. And at the end of the day, don't let that put you off. You know, take people for what they are, but look to work with them. Look to sell yourself to them as well. Make sure that you're building up a rapport that really puts you across so that somebody wants to work with you. Somebody wants to make sure you're the go-to person if they find this property. At the end of the day, most agents are on commission or they're on some sort of bonus scheme. That means if they've filled their properties, if they've sold properties, they're getting commissions, they're getting more money. You know, in turn, that may be the driving force behind some of these people. So make sure that when you're talking to them, you're talking to them in their language. You know, you're reassuring them that you're not here to take any money out of their pocket. If anything, you're there to make it an easy life, and you're there to make sure that everybody wins in the situation and they get their money, they get their commission, and they get a pat on the back from their bosses, which keeps them happy. Number four, don't sell to them. You're not talking to any letting agent, estate agent, or anybody like that and trying to sell to them. They are the salespeople. They want to sell to you. If you go in trying to sell to them, they'll just think, oh, it's another one of those guys that thinks they know everything and can bring it to me where I'm the professional. Remember, these guys and girls are professionals in the trade that they do. So don't walk in there and try and sell yourself or your services, particularly from the word go. Remember, it's all about building up rapport. It's all about getting to know them. It's all about making sure that you're all on the same page. You wouldn't maybe have a new friend at the end of the day. If I first met you and you said to me, I've got a deal and I did it here and I can do this and I can look after your properties, I'd be like, ah, great, great stuff. Now, if we hit it off and there's a bit of rapport there, I might want to see you again. I might want to talk to you about it later on down the line. But if you throw everything at me at once and I don't particularly gel with you, particularly on that first, you know, that on that first time I meet you, on those first impressions, then all of a sudden I'm going to be switched off pretty much every time I see you. I will not want to work with you. I'll have thought, there's that pushy person who threw everything at me and says that they can do all of this and do all of that. Well, who cares what they can do? At the end of the day, I want to work with people I can trust. And the trust, the know, like, and trust thing is massive. So you need to make sure that you're doing that. You need to make sure that they trust you, and it takes a bit of time. As you can say, when you're trying to court anybody, when you're trying to go on a date, you know, you don't try and do everything on the first date. You might just try and go out and have a meal, watch a movie, build up rapport, have a laugh, get to know each other. Now, if you're lucky in some aspects, you may get lucky on the first date, but I wouldn't go out there trying to think that you are going to get lucky on the first date. You want to have a few dates, You want to get to know that person. You want to make sure that there's a right connection and gelling between all parties, if you know what I mean. So it's a funny acronym, but it is also very, very true when it comes to business as well. You've got to get to know people, and you can't just go in there saying, oh, you know, I've got rent to rent deals, or I've got tenants, or I've got clients that I need to find properties for. At the end of the day, you need to be going in there. You need to be talking about properties. You need to be telling them, yes. Well, what I can do is I have some tenants that I need properties for. And I tend to manage my tenants and look after them as well. So I would, in theory, look after the whole property and be the person that you go to if there's ever an issue or anything. You want to start selling yourself like that, not just going in there saying, you know, I want to manage properties. I want how many properties you got. I want 10 properties this year, so you need to work with me. Build a rapport, get to know them, and basically that will pay off in the long run. But it does take a bit of time. So just again, with the time thing, be mindful of the fact that it will take a bit of time, but it's worth it in the long run. You know, 6 months of maybe working with somebody, maybe looking at properties and it not working, could all of a sudden start snowballing into the fact that they start getting the right properties. And all of a sudden you've got one, you've got two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. You don't even have to start marketing out of your own pocket anymore, because, you know, this letting agent's bringing you all of your leads, and it can happen, but you've got to work on the relationships and you've got to make sure you put the time in for it. And number five, and this is one of the most important things that was always told and shown to me when I was starting out in property, and that is follow up. You know, the money is in the follow-up, and it completely and utterly is. But don't think of it as pestering people. Don't think of it as being salesy or anything like that. Think of it as, at the end of the day, this is business. And in business, companies and people, they need to make money. If we don't make money in business, we haven't got a business. So you need to follow up with people. So if a letting agent says to you they've got a deal, or they've got a potential property for you to come and have a little look at, follow up with them. You know, once you've seen that property, if it's not quite right for you, follow up with whoever set it up for you. If they were there with you in the viewing, then obviously you can talk about it then. But what you will find is sometimes you'll go and do a viewing and you'll deal with a different person at the end of it. Get back to them. You know, build up, again, it helps to build up that rapport. Say to them, everything pretty much perfect, you know, big it up. Pretty much perfect. It's just this, and this is not quite working for me. But no, thank you very much for, you know, finding me that property. Or if there is one and you're saying, you know, put my proposal to the landlord and you haven't heard anything within 24 hours, follow up with them. They're used to that. They're used to people following up with them. But do it in a good, kind, generous manner and just say, you know, Have you put the proposal across? Has the landlord got back? We put the proposal across. We're still waiting for the landlord. Well, can you just give them a nudge, obviously? I mean, one of the good things to say is, can you just give them a bit of a nudge? Because obviously we've got a few other properties that we're looking at, but we really like that property. We really want to work with that landlord. So we'd rather he or she came back to us first, because obviously if these other guys do and we're not sure about whether we're going to have a deal with you, then maybe we'll have to go with the other guys, and I'd hate to miss out like that. So if you could just, you know, give them a friendly nudge for me, that would be perfect. And feel free to follow up, but just do it in a nice, calm, controlled manner. They're used to it. As long as you're not nasty to anybody or you're not too forthright with anybody, then follow-up's fine. This is business. And if somebody gets funny about it, just point it out. It's nothing personal here. I'm not having a go. I'm just asking you if you can do this, because it's business. At the end of the day, I'm trying to manage and run my business. So are you. And everybody's busy. You know, landlords are busy. When it's not foremost and forefront of their mind, they're busy. They're busy people. We're all busy in the everyday life. But sometimes that little nudge, that little follow-up can be exactly what they want. Sometimes it's like, oh yeah, I meant to bring you and you've just reminded me. Brilliant. Thank you ever so much. Right. Yes, this is what the answer is. This is what it is. Never be afraid to follow up. In business, in property, in life, follow up with people. At the end of the day, we all get busy. We all forget to do things. So if you take the initiative and you follow up, you'll be a cut above the rest.
So there you have it. That's my five hacks when talking to letting agents. So I hope that helps you in any way. And also we have a little announcement coming up that in September we are opening the doors to the Rent to Rent Business Builder program over 90 days. The first few intakes have got fantastic results so far, so I'm excited to be opening the doors throughout September for an October start. So if you're interested in getting involved in learning the strategy of basically having the roadmap and the accountability and support you need to build your own business, then come and have a look at that. It's the Rent-to-Rent Business Builder, obviously with Mark Fitzgerald, and it covers everything that you could possibly need and is over 90 days. So ask me any questions you want on there. You can have a look at it for yourself, and you can also check out the testimonials of people who have already got results and have already done the course. So without further ado, I shall let you people carry on with your day. I do hope you've enjoyed this episode and that you tune in next week. And if you can leave me a review in any way, that would be much appreciated. Also, if you got value from this, share it with your friends. I shall be back with you all next week. So until then, bye for now. Thank you for listening, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe and share the podcast with others. And if you could take a minute to leave the show a review, that would really mean a lot to me as well. Lastly, why not head over to the Property Unleashed Facebook group? And if you do, I'll see you there. Take care and make sure you keep focusing on your vision. Bye for now.